New revenue from taxes means tolls on the Massachusetts Turnpike won't go up this week as planned. The Pike Board of Directors nixed the toll increase, saying it would instead rely on $100 million from the higher state sales tax. The Turnpike Authority itself will be abolished in November and folded into the new Massachusetts Department of Transportation. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty was at yesterday's board meeting, one of the last for the Turnpike Authority.
The Massachusetts Turnpike Authority has 4 months to live. So watching yesterday's board meeting felt a lot like watching family members quarrel over the deathbed of an ailing relative. Some board members argue that the Pike, though terminal, is still alive. Details in the $430 million budget still matter to them. Others, such as Transportation Secretary James Aloisi, look to the future and the legacy of big dig debt the Pike bequeaths to the state.
Starting November, there's a new world order in transportation. The Turnpike Authority won't exist any longer, and then we'll take a look at what our needs are. But, you know, I think we're in a period of transition.
Natick Representative David Linsky calls the Pike's big dig debt a $2 billion cancer eating away at drivers' wallets. So he says the toll cancellation is a victory for Metro West commuters.
The reality is toll payers on the Mass Turnpike and in the tunnels don't have to pay the debt service on the big dig anymore. That is a huge win for those commuters.
But a 2 to 3 year win at best, and one made possible by a $100 million dose of Turnpike palliative care, paid for with higher sales taxes, says Wellesley Representative Alice Peisch.
The revenues that we're providing are short term.
She says the state can't rely on increased sales taxes forever. The Pike's legacy, debt service, operating, and maintenance costs, will continue to rise. Peisch says that means when the economy rebounds, the new Massachusetts Department of Transportation will have to introduce other revenue-generating systems, such as charging more to use the Pike at peak hours.
I foresee a time in years out when we implement more sophisticated technologies to fund all of our major highways.
For now, Michael Kelleher of the organization Stop the Pike Hike says his group won't rest until all tolls on the Pike are laid to rest.
We're now moving forward with a ballot initiative just to close the tolls in general, so with people in next generations and generations don't have to keep fighting this.
Kelleher says they'll have it on the ballot in 2010. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.